Before this trial even began, the judge ruled in our favor and found that Donald Trump did engage in years of significant financial fraud we uncovered. Throughout this trial, we revealed the full extent of that fraud.
You're listening to Give Zero, where everything matters but your feelings.
Howdy, hello, everybody. It's your buddy JB here. I know you just heard that. We're going to talk about this crazy woman. Here we go.
Now your host who gives absolutely zero fucks, Joey Brudo.
How y'all doing? I hope y'all doing good. Yeah, it's your buddy JB here with you. Back with you on America's favorite number one second-rate podcast. America's number one second. No, we're America's number one third-rate podcast. Like we got some kind of promotion. Whatever. It's me. It's your buddy JB. It's good to have you here with us. I'm a little hot in my ears there, Mr. Engineer, or whoever. Oh, actually, it's my job to turn that knob. Oops. Let me adjust that. A little bit too much JB, even for me. How you guys doing? For those of you that were kind enough to listen to the last little episode, and I love that we call them episodes because I was straight having an episode, literally. Thanks for listening. Got some really good feedback. Oh, thanks for all of you thousands of folks that downloaded it. Wow. tonight, I am here. It's not quite 10 o'clock at night at the Studio Day farmhouse. If you hear some crackling and popping, it is because I am in the living room tonight. And behind me, I have fire a-roaring because Christmas season. And it's cool here in central Alabama. So let me look over my shoulder and make sure I haven't caught the house on fire. Hang on. It's roaring. There's no chestnuts. It's an open fire, but it's doing its thing. So let's do rituals, get this out of the way, get this lumbering ox up under her own weight, power, etc. So I have a really, really nice cup that the lovely Miss Misty Miller sent me. This is the Drummer Nutritional Facts Cup, talking about 100,000% talent, unrivaled skill and passion and creativity and off key. That's never. And a whole bunch of caffeine. So from my drummer mug, I will have my black coffee. If you got your wine, your beer, your whiskey, your gin, your vodka, your mead, your White Claw, your Zima, just tequila. We never talk about tequila enough. And I say that a lot. Or if you happen to have scotch, I don't want to piss anybody off, but if you got scotch, just either swap your drink or find a different podcast to listen to, because scotch sucks. Yeah, I said it again. Or if you like to partake in something special, you want to go out on your back deck and roll that thing up and fire that monkey up and do whatever it is you do with things that you might roll up and fire up, you do you, America. I'm going to do, as I said, my black coffee, because that's how I roll. And on the count of three, we all going to partake and go, all good stuff together. Here we go. Say, ready? 1, 2, 3. Good stuff. Very good stuff tonight. Okay. Let us go back to the little video that you heard at the opening of the little show. Because in case you didn't know who that was the lovely, lovely Miss Letitia James. Well, she is New York's Attorney General, Miss James. And she had been on the hunt to destroy Donald Trump, and after they rested their case after 3 months in court, she had this statement to give to her adoring public, and I will play it for you if this thing decides it wants to behave. Here we go. Ready? Go.
After 11 weeks in court, we rested our case against Donald Trump, the Trump Organization, and other defendants. We brought this case after our four-year investigation revealed that Donald Trump committed repeated and persistent fraud and unjustly enriched himself, his family, and his business. Before this trial even began, the judge ruled in our favor and found that Donald Trump did engage in years of significant financial fraud we uncovered. Throughout this trial, we revealed the full extent of that fraud. We introduced extensive evidence and questioned more than 24 witnesses. We heard from Donald Trump and his family, his co-defendants, his current and former employees at the Trump Organization, his accountants and associates at a financial institution, loan underwriters, real estate professionals, and experts. And their testimony illustrated years of fraud and baseless valuations to inflate Donald Trump's net worth. And we showed that Donald Trump's financial statements were used to get better loan terms, tax breaks, and a host of other economic benefits. Next month, we will return to court to present our closing argument.
So, and there's another 10 or 15 seconds of it. I'm not going to have you endure it. It is just as damning as that first little bit you heard. Damning to Senor Trump? Oh, no. Oh, but not. Now, I say that. It could be damning if you're a complete and utter libtard with Trump derangement syndrome. This is horrific. Horrible. Absolutely horrible. That orange man is the biggest some beach ever was. Knew it the whole time about it. You know that Trump, you can't trust that Trump. And we knew it. And they did it. After 4 years of investigation, they went there and they found out, you know what? He did it. He did it. What that lady said, that's what he did. He lied about how much his stuff was worth, and he did it. And all them witnesses, family, friends, their dog, some guy that was on TV he once knew, some banker guy, every one of them what? And this is the magical point of libtardation. See, there are. Right. I don't know if you guys have ever sold anything or ever watched politicians. Okay. If you are an unethical salesperson, or if you are an unethical politician, or for that matter, a person of the cloth, or in any way, if you're a shyster, okay, pick any ice cream salesman, ice cream truck driver, it doesn't matter. If you're a shyster, this is the manner in which you speak, okay? I would play it all again. I ain't got to. You can go back and rewind it back to that if you want to listen to it. But what she says is, we have spoken to all these people, 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 blah. And we rest our case with the fact that Trump, bad man, orange man, bad. And that's how we rest our case after talking with all these people. Okay. Oh, and there's a little stinger at the end of this. You're going to freaking love, in case you didn't catch it on the first listen. But it's the what? It's all right. Shysters depend on your ignorance. If you listen to our precious little last episode, I pointed out with grave color how absolutely stupid Americans are. Stupid. And that you stupid people have cost everybody else that's got an IQ a really great nation, because you people are retarded. Okay. So to the average tard out there, they're listening to this, employees, former employees, and she's come to this conclusion that this man is guilty. She's telling you that he's guilty of something. And obviously, being the attorney general, Letitia James, with the honorable Letitia James, all the goodness that she represents, all the majestic, just purity of her very single word, and protecting you from this evil orange man. Why, every person that she's listed must clearly reinforce the narrative that she has, that you should all be thankful that she and the court have brought this criminal finally to justice. All we wait for now is the verdict. All we wait for now is to know how much we're going to penalize him for defrauding the fine people of the state of New York. God love this woman. God love her and all her goodness. So let me get down and play you this little tidbit right here, though, that you might have missed in this sweet little soliloquy that Letitia James let go of. Let me cue this for you. Ready? Here we go.
Before this trial even began.
Oh, let me back that up 1 second. I stepped all over. Here we go.
Before this trial even began, the judge ruled in our favor and found that Donald Trump did engage in years of significant financial fraud.
Hit the fucking brakes. Did you catch that? Before this trial even began, the judge ruled in our favor and found that Donald Trump did blah, 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 blah. Let's listen to that one more time. I'm going to pump you a little volume, and I'll try to roll it back a second or two before. You ready? Here we go.
Before this trial even began, the judge ruled in our favor and found that Donald Trump did engage in years.
Before the trial fucking even began, the judge ruled in our favor and found that Donald Trump did engage in years of significant financial fraud. You know the judge, Mr. Gilligan Island out there, Judge Engoron. You've seen pictures of him. Why, he's the person that said that you can't have cameras in my courtroom except for the first day when they're in there and they spin the camera around on him and he mugs on it like he's doing a selfie. Hey, how y'all doing? Just kind of waving at the camera like, me? I'm on camera? Oh, they don't have to point the camera at me. That's the exact face he gave. This is not a juried trial. This is the judge that Letitia James, both Trump haters, rolled up, got together, and said, look, the actual meat and potatoes on this thing boils down to this. As the judge says, Mr. Trump, Mar-a-Lago, you guys listed this thing for $500 million, $750 million. And you told the bank that's what it's worth. Why, I've pulled the records from Florida and they've got that property's worth about $13, $15, $16, $17, $18 million, whatever. And you told them it's worth $750 million. That's fraud. Trump gets on the stand, and let's play yourself honest and smart here. I don't care who you vote for. As you know, I don't give a crap what you do. I don't care. I do give zero. I don't give a crap what you do, okay? You can say what you want to about Donald Trump. You can like him as a person. You can say he's a celebrity that tried to work that celebrity in becoming a politician or a president. He was president. He tried to kill your grandmama. He poisoned Mexican people. He pushed the moon out of Earth's orbit and tried to destroy everything. Started World War III. Whatever you think you need to do to crap down his throat, thou, no matter who you are, thou cannot say this about Donald Trump. Trump don't know nothing about real estate. What? Judge Engoron suffers from the thing that, and I know many of them, attorneys. He suffers from, he is a judge, but judges are attorneys. He suffers from the thing that most trial attorneys are. No matter what the case is about, they are magically experts on it.
Yo, Honor, who I'm defending, this young man, he builds rocket motors in his spare time. Now, Your Honor, you may not know much about rocket motors, but let me explain it to you. You motherfucker. Okay. So here we are. Engoron is in here, and he has got his full self convinced. He's got himself convinced that he knows more about real estate than Donald Trump. He thinks that Mar-a-Lago property is worth $15 million. Pick a number right there, under $20 million. Now, the funny thing is there's an empty lot next to Mar-a-Lago down there on the, because Mar-a-Lago is a neat piece of property. If you ever look at it like on Google Maps or something, or look it up. The property sits on, one side sits on the ocean side of it.
of the on the coast. The other side of the property, it's not super big. It's 10, 12, 15 acres or something, which is big, but it's not like ridiculous. It's only a few acres. But the other side of it touches the intercoastal bay that runs up there. So it touches two different highly sought after pieces of waterfront property on both sides. Oh, Jesus. And so Ingeron is using this as his basis. So he looks it up in an old Florida taxation book or something for the assessment on it. If you own a house or something like that, and you've ever paid your property taxes on that house, you know that that assessment is wrong as crap. And it's generally low. Thank goodness it's low. I don't like paying taxes on any properties that I have, but I'm glad they're low. What they think it's worth is below market value. Okay. Somehow this fool thinks that Trump has defrauded this, and it's not a juried trial. Believe it or not, the judge can make the decision on, you know, the judge can make the call on this kind of trial. Except for, unless you're in cahoots with the Attorney General, and the Attorney General, in a video, she's an idiot. Of course she's an idiot. But post it for the world to see. It's still up on her website. It's still up on Twitter with her name. It's the video, and she's saying that before the trial began, the judge ruled in our favor. There's so much wrong with that statement. So much. And I'm not even going to go there. Let's talk about the face value of what's wrong with that. First of all, that's cahooting. There are laws against that. Secondly, they've been doing this trial for, 11 weeks? 3 months, something. They have spent New York taxpayer money to hold this trial that a judge had decided before the trial started. What? Yeah. According to the Attorney General's statement, count the money and the time and all the expenses, Donald Trump's legal expenses and everything else spent on having to go up here, bring witnesses in that clearly the judge isn't listening to a word they say. He even said about Trump's testimony, because Trump took the stand explaining to the court how real estate actually works, how borrowing money from banks actually work, the fact that banks don't let you tell them what your property's worth. You do an estimate. Here's what we want to do. Here's the deal we're proposing. We want to borrow X number of dollars. Our assets are this. We will pay you back on X number of dollars plus interest, this and this, that, and the other. When you're talking about big, 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 big money, we're not talking about borrowing $10,000 for a car loan, okay? We're talking about multi-millions and millions of dollars, okay? When you're at that level, you write a deal, send it to the bank, and the bank will decide if they'll take the deal. The bank wants to do business. They make money by doing this. So what do? The bank does their own assessment. Why? Because banks have stockholders. And you have Fed that checks everything. Because banks get audited too. And so you've had all these witnesses come up there and testify this stuff to a tone-deaf judge. And either Letitia James is in this judge's pocket or the judge is in her pocket, one of these, or they're just both scooping from New York and fat-feeding themselves, because all they want to do is make a public spectacle out of this whole crazy-ass charade. And now with the balls to go out and admit, it don't make a fuck what Trump was going to do, what you think, whatever else. This was a slam dunk against Trump before anybody walked in the courtroom. The judge ruled in our favor before this trial even began. Now, they're trying to backpedal this to say, well, what we meant by that is this. It's clear that there was fraud involved here. So really what we're trying to do is listen to this so we can assess the amount of damages we're going to pose against Mr. Trump. Meaning liens on the property, whatever else, bar him from doing business in the state of New York. Let me tell you right now, if you're in business in the state of New York, you got no business being in there at all. Now, a post that she had that ties to this, let me tell you where this video is posted. This is from X. And if you want to look her up, Letitia James is at New York State AG. That's her handle on Twitter. Okay. This video is posted under this text. Donald Trump engaged in years of incredible financial fraud to enrich himself and his family. During 11 weeks of trial, we showed the true extent of that fraud and all the ways he unjustly benefited from it. The last sentence is the killer. No matter how powerful you think you are, no one is above the law. So, get it in your thick heads out there. If you've ever borrowed money on anything in the world from a bank in New York, and you are a New York resident, she is the state attorney general, you face the same predetermined trial that Donald Trump just got. Why? Because no one is above the law. So if Trump can be guilty of a victimless crime because the banks are like, dude, we would do that loan again in the morning, said so in court. Why? Because it was a fair loan. It passed our audits. It was clear and above board. And we made tremendous money doing business with this man. Yes, we would do this again in a heartbeat. Well, it can now be argued that that bank likes to do business in a fraudulent way. Absolutely. To wit, I give you this. If you have a business in New York, get the fuck out. Get out. Leave every libtard in the United Nations in New York and let them have the son of a bitch. We can take the Statue of Liberty with us. God knows you sons of bitches know how to tear a statue down. We can move her. And not a problem. And for you folks in upstate New York, which are conservative, and it's a beautiful piece of country. Oh my God, New York's a gorgeous state. Get the fuck out. Get out. Get out. Let the libtards and the border crossing illegals have the damn place and get the fuck out. Don't you remember back when AOC first got in office and Amazon? Amazon's like, yeah, we'll put a thing in there, girlfriend, right in your neighborhood. And she's like, oh, no, you're not. Because the state, what is going to give them tax breaks to do it? Oh, no, you're not. You're not going to escape paying taxes and put your billionaire making company up in my... No. Because libtards don't know shit about business. You cut them a couple of $100 off on income taxes or whatever they need to do. Let them invest in buildings. Let them give 10,000 people jobs, you'll recoup that money in 6 months, and those jobs will be there for decades. Oh, Jesus. I'm sure this whole thing will, you know, it'll be appealed, and they'll go in a circle, and it'll just be a jerk-off session, the whole thing. But the case in point is these sons of bitches are desperate. Nobody's going to vote for him. They're going to have to either assassinate Trump or Biden at this point. That's what's going to happen next. God knows what the deep state will do next. One or the other. It ain't pretty. You better buckle the fuck up. Band-Aids, Bible, bullets, beans and beer, you better get them in your pantry right now. They're totally emboldened. This crazy ass woman who ran a campaign to get elected, I'll get Trump. Jesus and just said right there in front of the good Lord and everybody that this was decided before Trump ever walked in the courtroom. That's where we are in this America. You guys buckle up. It's going to get bumpy out there. Better hug your kids. You guys stay awesome. I'm your buddy JB, host of America's number one third rate podcast, Give Zero. Find us at www.givezero.com. Go buy a coffee cup. Find us on all the normal platforms, even some of the abnormal platforms. Merry Christmas to you guys early again. And as I always say, good luck, America. See you soon. Bye.